From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau's mining ordinance will face scrutiny from a subcommittee appointed by the mayor. That's despite advice from the city manager and some skeptical members of the public. About 30 people turned up at Monday night's assembly committee meeting. Many wore yellow stickers to express their opposition to scaling back the city's mining ordinance. Assemblywoman Debbie White said hypothetical mining jobs are more important than the concerns of green groups.
I feel that this assembly needs to grow a backbone and stop caving in to people who think they are going to force mob rule on this group. I believe that we need to start listening to people that are going to make jobs instead of break jobs, because right now the pressure that we are getting is not necessarily from the majority. They're just better organized.
A group of five businessmen, some with ties to previous mining efforts, originally brought the initiative to the assembly. They argue the existing ordinance duplicates state and federal review and makes Juneau less attractive to mining companies looking to invest. City Manager Rory Watt advised the body to go slow, include public participation, and all nine assembly members. His advice went unheeded. Instead, Mayor Ken Kelch proposed appointing a three-member subcommittee.
In that three-member subcommittee, be charged with what action should be taken on the proposed mining ordinance.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel pushed back.
It appears that the three-member committee is both supposed to recommend the final action and recommend the process to take to get to the final action and whether it should be a three-member committee at all. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
The mayor said he'd named the three-member mining subcommittee at the June 26th meeting. He invited any of the other eight assembly members interested to apply to him directly. Juneau police say a man armed with pepper spray robbed a Lemon Creek liquor store Monday night. The suspect is at large. In a news release, the Juneau Police Department described him as a thin, 6'2" man with reddish-brown eyebrows. He wore a camouflage scarf or bandana over his face, gray hoodie, blue jeans, and black shoes with white highlights. The store clerk at the Liquor Barrel told police the robber threatened him with pepper spray and left the area on foot with money in a black mesh bag. The employee was not injured and called 911 just after 10 p.m. The manager at the store declined to comment. Call JPD with tips at 586-0600 or report a tip anonymously at JunoCrimeLine.com. Commercial trolling for salmon in Southeast Alaska reopens this week after a region-wide closure due to low king salmon returns. Also starting up June 15th is the summer Dungeness season, while salmon gillnet and seine seasons open up June 18th. The price is dropping for the state ferry Taku. Alaska Marine Highway System General Manager John Falvey says no one submitted a bid during the most recent sale attempt, which ended May 31st. The minimum bid was $700,000. An earlier attempt priced the ship at $1.5 million. Falvey says the Taku will be put out to bid one more time at a lower, yet-to-be-determined price. He says if no one buys a ferry, it could be sold for scrap. The Coast Guard is offering public tours in Juneau of its new cutter, Bailey Barco, on Thursday and Friday. The 154-foot fast-response cutter is the second of six Sentinel-class cutters that will homeport in Alaska, and the 17th District's second fast-response cutter. It's capable of independent operation for about 5 days. Bailey Barco will be moored near downtown Juneau. Tours will be available from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday and Friday. And finally, quick look at weather. It's 50 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather tonight, scattered showers, mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 41. That's latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.